What would you say to a Christian going through a midlife crisis? Someone who feels like they've totally missed out on what their life should have been. Well, if it's midlife, I think they should be rejoicing that they have another half. Yes, there are regrets. There are. And who has not had them, right? We could have done better. I could have married a Christian and then it might not have had so much pain. But this is my wife or my husband. I could have gotten more education and then I might have been able to have a more responsible job, or all of all the words of tongue or pen, the saddest are it might have been. That's not true. There are sadder words. Like, of all the words of tongue or pen, the saddest are, it can never change. That'd be sad. But here we got a midlife crisis. So a person, we own our sorrows, we own our mistakes, we own our regrets, and then we say, I'm going to say to this person, you know, God makes no mistakes. I cannot explain to you why He ordained that the first half of your life would be led in a way that looks like you wasted it. Maybe you just lived for money and you lost your marriage and you lost your kids and now you're 54 years old and you're alone and rich and miserable. I don't know all the reasons why God would permit that, but He's got designs in that. And what His offer to you right now is the next 20 years, different, useful, forgiven, clean, hopeful, heaven-bound. That's why I preach the gospel to them and say God is willing to take you with all your mistakes and turn it around. And maybe from the perspective of 74, you'll understand some of why He permitted 54.